WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening, live in Morris tonight from Morris Central School. A monster Tri-Valley League boys basketball matchup tonight as the Morris Mustangs host the Edmiston Panthers. I'm Nate Lull. I'm joined by Greg Bonskowski. Welcome into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, it's presented by Butler Auto Sales. They feature the biggest selection in the area of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Close to 200 vehicles right now on the lot, so get over, get yourself a deal. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Well, Greg, this is one we've had circled on the calendar for a while. Two teams near the top of the standings, and Morris has been incredible this year. Edmiston, maybe one of the teams that people have identified that could maybe come in and knock them off tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you got the first and the second place team in the Tri-Valley on the boys' side, and both teams are thought of highly in the state as well. Morris is second in New York State in Class D, and Edmiston is currently ranked 16th in Class D in New York State. So should be a really exciting contest tonight, and we're happy to have you along with us out there.
We're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. When we come back, we'll break this down a little more, get you some of the numbers. Maybe it was too cold of a night, you wanted to stay home. Well, we'll bring you all the action right here from MCS. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We will see you in a minute here on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney continues to be the area's do-it-all dealer. Family-owned for over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales has always offered the biggest vehicle inventory, exceptional service, and we've become the area's auto finance specialists with plans to fit all budgets and all credit situations. The Butler Auto Sales team is available weekdays till 6 p.m. and Saturdays till 3, and will gladly make after-hours and Sunday appointments for your convenience. So check out our huge selection, get a minimum of $1,500 towards your trade-in, no matter what the condition, and we will get you financed, no matter your credit history. Butler Auto Sales is on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or you can shop online at butlerautosales.com.
At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to be your dealer for life.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. A packed house here at Morris Central School. I mean, I got here near the start of the JV game to get set up, and the stands were already pretty packed. This is one that everybody's looking forward to. So, Greg, let's dive into the numbers here. Morris boys hosting Edmiston tonight. Butler Auto pregame show here on CDO. Let's dive into the records for these two teams.
Well, I got all my information from that great website, Nate Lull, Know the Score. So Morris comes in with a record of 14-1, and they are a perfect 7-0 in the Tri-Valley. And Edmiston comes in with a record of 11-2, and they're 6-1 in the Tri-Valley. So first and second in the Tri-Valley tonight.
Yeah, huge matchup. And where do they sit New York State rankings-wise this week?
Morris is second in Class D, and Edmiston is 16th. So right up there near the top for Class D.
Yeah, that's impressive for Morris. And, again, they've had some nice non-league wins. They've gone out and challenged themselves against some good Section 3 teams. I think that win over Madison was very, very impressive. So when you dove into the schedule, what did you see that stood out to you?
Well, what stood out to me is I think, you know, both teams have kind of challenged themselves outside of the Tri-Valley. Like you said, Morris has wins against Oriskany and Madison and Walton Downsville and Deposit Hancock and Oxford and Unadilla Valley. So they've certainly played some bigger schools and some schools from not technically right around our area in the Tri-Valley or the Delaware League. And Edmiston has also challenge themselves. They have a win against Unadilla Valley. They have a win against Marathon. They beat Fort Plain. They beat Brookfield. They beat Middleburg. So interesting that both of them played Madison. Morris beat Madison 63-46, and Edmiston came up a little short against Madison, losing 55-64.
I know you love those common opponents. So
I do.
Did that stick out to you? And Madison is right up there in the state rankings, too.
I thought that was interesting that they had both played Madison. They both also played Unadilla Valley in a non-league game, both winning. Those things stuck out. The things that really I like to look a little deeper, Morris is averaging about 67 points a game. They have like a high-flying, high-scoring offense. And Edmiston is averaging just over 61 points a game. So both close there. I was impressed with Edmiston. They're only allowing 42 points a game. Morris is allowing 47, almost 48 points a game. So this could come down to who plays better defense. And if you look at the numbers, Edmiston is allowing fewer points per game than Morris. So should be an exciting contest. I think both teams are capable of playing well. Hopefully they both play their best game tonight.
And what style were we going to see tonight? Will it be Morris saying, hey, this is our game. We want to all gas, no brakes, as they like to say. They like to get up and down. Or is Edmiston going to be able to control it, slow it down, and play that half-court style that they like?
Well,
interesting to see.
Yes, it will be interesting to see who can control the tempo. And I think a lot of that will have to do with, can Edmiston take care of the ball on the offensive end of the floor? Because if you don't turn it over against Morris, they really can't get up and down and do that track meet that they like.
All right, we're going to take a break here for the National Anthem. Again, our Butler Auto pregame show. The top two teams in the Tri-Valley on the boys' side, Morris hosting Edmiston. We will be right back on WCDO.
Protect your business and personal information with help from Northeast Data Destruction on Clifton Street in Unadilla, a division of Waste Recovery Enterprises. Hi, Sean LaRose here, reminding you that we offer secure, convenient, and cost-effective document and hard drive destruction, from one-time shredding to ongoing shredding services for businesses of any size. So protect your personal and business information at Northeast Data Destruction, conveniently located at 29 Clifton Street in Unadilla, with drop-off locations on Valley View Road in Sydney and Railroad Avenue in Oneonta. Bins and consoles are available for regular and bulk pickups. Call 563-8982. That's 563-8982.
At Sydney Federal Credit Union, we're proud to support the students who make our community stronger. The James Suriano and Wayne King Community Service Foundation Scholarship awards $5,000 per year for up to 4 years to one student who gives back. You must apply by March 15th. Don't wait. Help your student apply today at sfcuonline.org/scholarships. That's sfcuonline.org/scholarships. Membership eligibility is required. SFCU is federally insured by the NCUA.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Time for starting lineups. Morris boys hosting Edmiston, and Greg is going to have the starting lineups first for the visiting Edmiston Panthers.
So first up, you got junior number 14, Brayman Clark. You have senior number 15, Landon Woost. Junior number 23, Gavin Zinger. Senior number 24, Max Bolton. And sophomore number 34, Sire Champion. The Panthers are coached by Mr. Darren Belden.
On the other side for Morris, all seniors in the starting lineup. Senior number 13, Carter Swayer. He is coming up on a milestone. We'll keep an eye on that tonight. Senior number 3, Ryan Murphy. Milestone possible for him tonight as well. Senior number 2, Rylan Boss. A senior number 10, Jonah Baldo. And a senior number 11, the guy on the glass, Ty Turner. Head coach for Morris is Jerry Joy. Morris is in the home whites with that royal blue trim. Says Mustangs, across the front of the chest there. Edmiston is in the orange uniforms, the black trim. Panthers in black lettering there across the front of the chest. Edmiston wins the opening tip, but it goes off the hands of Clark. out of bounds going back to the Mustangs. Got stripped there.
Yeah, great hustle by the Mustangs to not give up that layup. It looked like Edmondson was going to get off to a great start, but great hustle by the Mustangs.
We're underway, and here's a three on the far side for Ryland Boss. No, Morris with a rebound. To the interior for Turner. Back out Murphy. Splits two defenders. Murphy on the interior is fouled as he got sandwiched between two players. Early foul here on Edmondson. Thought I was kind of going crazy here with my eyes, but the officials are wearing their normal uniforms tonight, but a shade of pink for those two shirts out there. And to the left side here for Murphy on the inbounds. Pull up for Swayer and a foul here on Champion. That's two quick ones in the first 30 seconds.
He gave that one to 15.
Okay, he did.
I thought you were going to be correct, too. I was thinking the same thing, but he got Landon Woost on that one before Champion blocked Swayer's shot there.
Two quick fouls here against Edmondson as a team to send Swayer to the line. And his first shot is up and good. Swayer had hit 10 threes in a victory earlier this week at Cherry Valley Springfield and scored 41 points. That 10 threes is a school record here at MCS, so congrats to him. That's not the milestone he's looking for tonight, but he does go 2 out of 2 here at the line. Morris leads 2-0.
I think he would take 10 threes tonight, though.
Yes, I think everybody in Morris would be very happy if that happened again. Edmondson's got it going left to right. A three by Zinger on the right side. Left it short. Tracks down his own rebound. Zinger to the left side. Chest pass to Clark. He wants a three. And that one is off the right side of the rim. Another rebound here for Edmondson. Champion gets it to Zinger. And his pass to the right side for Bolton is over his head and out of play.
Morris open there in a 2-3 zone, kind of challenging the Panthers to make an outside shot. They had a couple good looks, weren't able to knock one down.
Edmondson, I would say, what do you think, Coach? A little bit bigger on the interior. Rebounding could be a factor tonight. We'll see.
Yeah, multiple chances there on that first possession for the Panthers, so their size could be a problem.
Here's Murphy, left side three for Ryan, the glass, and the bank is open here for Ryan Murphy. He hits it. And Morris opens up a 5-0 lead. The one thing you can't do against Morris has fallen to an early hole. Clark with a jumper right side. That's off the mark. Edmondson's got a rebound. Champion tracked it down in the left corner. Now to Bolton in the right corner. Edmondson swings it to the high post. Champion pull-up jumper is off the back of the rim and a rebound by Morris. Here's Murphy looking to run. Murphy crossover, stops and pops. The three left side is good for Murphy. And Morris leads 8-0. Timeout Edmondson. And that's what the Mustangs can do. 6:20 to go in the first. Morris 8 and Edmondson nothing. We'll be back on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Edmondson trying to get on the board. Here's a take on the right side by Zinger. Again, too strong. A rebound is a jump ball back to Morris. And Edmondson just can't buy a bucket right now.
No, it's almost like they feel like there's probably a lid on this hoop down at our end.
Morris always seems to start fast, too. 6:05 to go in the first, an 8-0 lead for the Mustangs. Right side of the floor here for MCS, back out to Murphy. Little jab step there. He's directing traffic as Morris goes right to left on your radio dial with 5:50 to go in the first. Murphy comes off of a screen, splits two defenders, down low, hanging. His shot is short, and a rebound this time by Edmondson. And they're looking to go long. And they got a wide-open player down low, and he's in. That's Landon Woost up for two, and Edmondson's on the board. Could that be part of the plan, sending a guy long? 5.5 to go in the first. Morris 8, Edmondson 2. Into the corner, Swayer. He wants a three. It's too strong. A rebound is tracked down here by the Mustangs. Waldo underneath, lost control of it. Raymond Clark's got the loose ball. Clark down the near side. It's stripped by Swayer, and then a reach-in foul on Clark after Swayer stole it. 5:15 to go in the first. Morris 8, Edmondson 2.
It does appear that Edmondson's trying to leak somebody out on defense there. They're playing like a half-court, little extended 3-2 zone, and the point of that zone on any long shot that Morris takes is kind of leaking out. See if they can get some stuff in transition. Kind of stealing a page out of Morris's book. Morris likes to do that as well.
Morris to the near side, and Murphy got stuck in a tough spot. His pass was deflected out of bounds in the right corner. We'll stay with MCS. 5:05 to go in the first. Packed house here in Morris. It's kind of eerily quiet for how many people are here. As Murphy, a great pass down low for Baldo, but he couldn't finish the left-handed layup. Another good rebound here by Ty Turner, but he couldn't finish. And Edmiston's got the loose change. Panthers going left to right. Into the right corner for Zinger. 4:50 to go in the first. Zinger's pass goes to Champin. Left corner now for Brayman Clark along the baseline. And we got a charge taken here by Baldo. And that's two fouls here on Clark, their leading scorer.
Yeah, that was a nice job by Baldo to kind of just give up his body. He kind of set his feet. He saw that Clark was going to drive the baseline, and he just let him run him over. So
sacrificing the body, and Clark, who is their leading scorer here, is going to have to take a seat on the bench with Coach Belden. High post now and a steal by Zinger. Well done. Zinger in transition. He scores. He's their second leading scorer, and he gets his first bucket of the night there.
Yeah, Zinger averages about 16 points a game, 18th in the Nate Lowell scoring area.
4:20 to go here in the first quarter. Murphy splits two defenders, passes down low for Turner. He's blocked, but Baldo is there to clean it up and deposit it in.
Good early contributions from Baldo here for Morris. The charge and the putback basket there.
4 minutes to go in the first. Morris boys lead 10-4. Here's Bolton, the right side jumper from 10 feet. No good. Rebound for Swayer. Tried an outlet pass, but it was tipped out by Edmiston. It'll stay with Morris.
Edmiston's controlling the glass on both ends of the floor. They're just not able to knock down some of these open shots.
3:55 to go in the first. Murphy across midcourt here for the Mustangs. Pumping the brakes here on this possession. Finds Swayer in the corner. Steps in for a long two. Left it short. Zinger a rebound. And Edmiston's looking to run. Zinger in transition, and he's fouled by Turner there. And Zinger went hard into the wall, but appears to be okay as Turner helps him up. 3:40 to go in the first. 10-4 our score. And this will send Gavin Zinger to the line here for the Panthers.
And if he can knock these down, you got to be happy if you're Edmiston. It's only 10-6 after that early start. I mean, it was 8-0. And Edmiston had to call the timeout with 6:20 to go.
Zinger can't get the first, so it remains 10-4. He's looking to slice it down to 10-5 here if he can score. Zinger settles in at the line and hits the second. So that makes it Morris 10, Edmiston 5, 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Murphy's across midcourt, chest pass left side here for Swayer. Looking for some options. The top of the arc, Swayer. A three ball as well, short, it's an air ball, but a rebound by Rylan Boss. And Morris holds on to possession, going right to left. Right side here for Murphy. Little jab step, comes off a screen. Murphy into the corner for Boss. Nice pass down low for Turner. He's fouled from behind by Champin, and that's two on him.
And every foul here on out in this first quarter, the Mustangs are going to shoot two, because that's five team fouls already for the Panthers here in the first quarter.
In your opinion, are these, you know, touch fouls? Or are they more, or Edmiston being too physical? What have you seen so far?
No, they've all been legitimate fouls. There hasn't really been a call that was a, you know, 50-50, oh, it went against Edmiston. Edmiston's just being aggressive. They're playing the way that they normally play. They got to play without fouling.
Edmiston known for their physical play. I think it does help them a lot of the time. Got to be careful here, though, tonight in some early foul trouble. Second shot for Turner is no good. A rebound. And we got a foul on Swayer of Morris underneath on that play.
And those are the fouls that drive you nuts as a coach. I mean, I don't think there was a real high probability that he was going to get that offensive board on that free throw, but he goes over the back, and, you know, that could be a pivotal foul later in the game.
3:10 to go in the first quarter. Morris boys lead 11-5. Here's a steal by the Mustangs. Ahead for Murphy, and he'll lay it up and in. And all the credit in the world to Rylan Boss for the steal and the shovel ahead.
Yeah, really heady play to just tip that ahead, because he wasn't going to be able to grab it.
So Murphy's got eight, and Morris leads 13-5. 2:50 to go in the first in this battle of Tri-Valley League heavyweights. Zinger, right side three. No, left it well short. Out of bounds, and it's going to Morris. Edmiston just doesn't seem in sync right now. Timeout is taken. with 2:43 to go in the first. And it is Morris 13, Edmiston 5. We'll be back on CDO.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce, available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back out of the timeout. 2:43 to go in the first quarter here in Morris. Morris boys leading Edmiston 13-5, top two teams in the standings right now in the Tri-Valley. Skenevis is also right there as well at 6-1. You can see all the standings on my website, natelaw.com, anytime. Here's Swayer, a right side corner, three, in and out. Rebound is loose. Pinballed around and back up top into the safe hands of Murphy for Morris. Murphy has the top of the arc. Some slick dribbling here, but he doesn't go anywhere. Backs it out. He's got a fresh shot clock to work with. Murphy, a screen, gets to the high post. He's stripped. Ball on the floor again. Both teams scrambling, wrestling for it there. And we got a jump ball. Arrow to Edmiston.
Great hustle there by Landon Woost for Edmiston. He just dove on that loose ball. Was able to get his team another possession here. Great hustle.
Both these teams are not lacking in the hustle department, especially Edmiston. They are always a very scrappy team that likes to hustle. Panthers to the left side. Good ball movement here. Zinger back to the right side for Brock Redner, who's into the ball game late in this first quarter with a 1:50 to go. Pass to the interior is picked off by Morris. Fast hands, and here comes Murphy. Shot out of a cannon down the left side. In off the glass, and good. Murphy goes coast to coast, and he's got a quick 10 points. Now almost another steal, but Edmiston gathers it back up, and here's Bolton into the paint. His jumper is short, and Morris has got another rebound, leading 15-5. Fast-paced here. And here's Murphy again. Morris going right to left. And they'll feed one back out here for Murphy with a 1:20 to go in the first. Murphy directing traffic. Comes off the screen again by Ty Turner, and this time they got him on that screen.
I think they got a foul on Baldo, so Turner's screen was okay, but then there was a second screen, and Baldo just kind of moved his shoulder and made himself a little wider than he should have been.
1:15 to go in the first. Edmiston trailing Morris 15-5. Coach Darren Belden going with some different guys here off the bench, trying to find a combination that'll work. He's got some guys that can really shoot it off the bench, too, so we'll see how that goes.
And Champion back in the game with those two fouls, so kind of rolling the dice.
Zinger left side for Brock Redner. Back to Zinger. We get a minute to go in the first quarter. Zinger comes off of a screen, trying to get loose. Nice basket off the glass there from a tough angle. Zinger's got five. Makes it 15-7. Morris boys on top. 45 seconds to go first quarter. Mustangs have it again going right to left. Murphy content to just run a little time here. Goes to the high post. Swayer. Down low, Baldo. Baldo gets double-teamed. Lost control of it. Is able to swat it back out to Murphy at the last second. Ryan takes it to the teeth of the defense and scores. A circus shot there for Murphy. He's got 12. Makes it 17-7 for Morris. Champion on the interior. Can't get that shot to go. A rebound for Morris with 20 seconds to go first quarter. They go to Murphy. He slows it down again. Morris executing well in the half court here so far. Murphy still top of the arc. Down to five here on the game clock. To Swayer. Back to Murphy. Steps up for a three. And it's short, and that's going to do it for the quarter. Morris comes out, and they lead 17-7 at the end of the first quarter over Edmiston. We'll be back. Start of the second quarter coming up here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands, priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Start of the second quarter. We can talk about a milestone here when we get a little bit of a moment. But Ryan Murphy, he's the one who got the milestone. He's going to keep it going. He hits another three. He's got 15 points, and Morris leads 20-7 now over Edmiston. Panthers trying to answer. A short shot here, no good, but Champin is there to clean it up and put in the rebound. Champin's got it there, his first points. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. We're live in Morris tonight, a battle of Tri-Valley heavyweights as the Morris boys now lead 20-9. Murphy comes off a screen, finds Swayer. He wants that three. Off the front of the rim, it won't go. Track down on a rebound. Baldo has it. Back out to Murphy. Murphy splits two defenders. He gets stripped this time. Edmiston trying to get ahead, and they'll score with Zinger in transition.
Nice pass ahead there by Edmiston after the steal to get that transition basket. So they just got to chip away a little at a time.
6:55 to go in the second quarter. 20-11 is the score. Morris on top. And they reverse to the far side. Now they go back inside for Ty Turner, and he hits right in the middle of the paint. And Turner's got 3 points, makes it 22-11. Morris on top, 6:40 to go in the second. Edmiston working it around the top of the arc now for Zinger. Dribble drive, nice crossover. Zinger is fouled as he takes it in. He's going to shoot two. Good time to tell you that Ryan Murphy is now the all-time leading boys scorer here at Morris Central School. He passes Rob Joy, who, of course, was an MCS legend, and Rob's career total was 12:51, so Ryan is now ahead of that. Rob set that back in 1987. As here's Zinger at the line, misses the first, and Rob is here. They had a nice picture with a banner out there, and Ryan still with at least half a season to go here, I would say, between knowing that they'll make the playoffs and sectionals. And he could really put some space there in between him and the rest of the group on the boys' side.
Yeah, and another thing that's impressive there, if Rob graduated in 1987, I don't think he played one game in high school where there was the three-point line.
Very so true.
That's even more impressive because the three-point line didn't come in, I believe, until 1988. So two really good players.
22-12. Morris on top now. Of course, here's Swayer in the corner. Of course, they left him wide open, and Swayer hits. And he's got five. And Morris on top, 25-12 now. Champion to the right side. And they put Braymond Clark back in. They're going to need him to get going. Clark left it short. A rebound, he's able to get to it. Finds Zinger on the far side. He tries the three, it's off the side of the rim. Edmiston trying to hustle their way back in, but now a steal by Murphy. Right side, Murphy hanging in the air. His shot won't go, Clark's got a rebound. End-to-end action. Clark passing ahead for Zinger. Give and go back to Clark, skips across the top of the defense. Clark gets it back, top of the arc, tries a three there. Died on the front of the rim. Another rebound for Edmiston. Back out to Clark. He's into the paint, trying to take over himself, and that ball's out of bounds. He missed the shot, and the rebound going to Morris. Boy, Edmiston had every chance there, just could not sink it.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of good looks, a lot of second chances. They're just not able to put the ball in the basket. I think it looks like they might be rushing just a little bit. They need to just calm down, take a deep breath. Hey, we're still in this game. A lot of game left to be played.
5:20 to go here, second quarter. Certainly a lot of time left as Morris leads 25-12. Swayer comes off a screen, finds Murphy into the corner, and just too much mustard on that, but a rebound is put back up by the Mustangs. Won't go there for Jake Johnson, but Edmiston's got it this time, and they'll bring it down the floor. Hunter Dye in the backcourt. Edmiston was taking their sweet time bringing it down, and that's a 10-second call. And so Morris is going to get it back, so we'll take a timeout, and Greg and I are going to keep it right here. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, and Morris leads 25-12. And just wanted to go back. Congratulations again to Ryan, passing Rob Joy. Rob, tremendous career here at Morris. Went on and played at Bucknell. For coming right from Morris, going to Bucknell, very impressive. And one of the all-time greats here at Morris. So again, Ryan will have a chance to really put some distance on the boys' side. Not sure he'd be able to catch the other Joy, who's at the top of the list. Coach Daphne Joy has the most points in Morris history at 1591 back in 1986. The other player now standing between Ryan and the top of the list is my cousin, Abby Madison, who finished with 1371. Could he get there? I think he's got a chance. So still some milestones left to be had, but he's now the all-time boys leading scorer. So congratulations to him. And we're back here with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. 25-12. Morris has got it. Murphy comes off a screen into the paint. Pull up for Ryan is good. Boy, he's just filling it up tonight. 17 in the first half here for Murphy.
He looks so under control. Like he's playing at a different speed than everybody else.
And a missed shot here by Edmiston. They tried to save it before it went out of bounds with Landon Woost. But going back to the Mustangs. And you can see why Murphy averages so many points.
And when I say that, if you're not here, you would think, oh, he's just a very methodical player. No, he looks like, you know, the Nate Lull typical shot out of a cannon, but he just looks like everything is processing in slow motion to him.
I think we've made the comparison before for a couple of local players, but it's a very Jason Williams-type game if you're an NBA fan. It just looks like he's two steps ahead of everybody else with passing and finding a lane and just kind of very athletic, shifty moves.
And I've also been impressed in the couple games I've seen him play is I feel like he knows where everybody on the court is. Not only his own teammates, but he knows where all the defenders are, and he can process it like a couple moves ahead, almost like he's playing chess.
Clark is stripped of the ball as he tried to take it to the rim, and so far a frustrating night here for Edmiston and for Brayman Clark. Leading scorer here for the Panthers. Gets an inbound pass here with 3:50 to go in the second quarter, and Edmiston will work it back. Going left to right, pass is too tall, but Clark was able to climb the ladder and grab that one in the right corner. Clark for a long two. Might be forcing it a little bit. Can't get that shot to go. Murphy in transition. He's got two guys draped all over him, and somehow he's able to hold on to the basketball, pull it out, and now flips one over to the left wing side here for Swayer. Hanging in the paint. Swayer is able to shoot and score off the glass. Boy, and Swayer has got seven. And Morris leads 29-12 with 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Expecting a close game here tonight, but it's been all Mustangs. Clark to the left side, fires a three, and that won't go. And a rebound for the Mustangs.
Even though that one was short, it to me looked like a better shot. He looked in rhythm. His feet were underneath him. It was just a little short.
Murphy on the left side again, setting up the offense. Wants a screen here from Ty Turner. Instead, we'll feed one back to the interior for Swayer. Now back to Murphy. Wants that left side three. Ryan fires and hits. And Murphy's got 20. And Coach Belden wants to take a timeout. Morris leads 32-12. Did not see this coming. 2:50 to go in the second quarter, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back out of the timeout. Edmiston trying to find a way here tonight to get back in this ball game. It's been all Morris in the first half. Here's Clark on a great baseline move, and he scores from the left wing. Well done there by Brayman Clark. His first bucket.
Yeah, and maybe that'll settle him down. He got to see the ball go through the net there, so maybe his next outside shot will go. That would be a big lift for the Panthers.
And Morris has it on the left side, going right to left here with Swayer. Swayer thought about a three, miscommunicated on the pass, and Edmiston's got another steal. Clark trying to go coast to coast. Dishes one off here for Woost, and he's blocked from behind by Swayer. Ahead now for Murphy. Murphy on the right side. Kiss off the glass is no good. Both teams scrambling for the rebound. We got a foul on Edmiston as Turner tried to put it back on the rebound. Boy, just a lot of good hustle on both sides here. Getting back on D.
Hey, Ed had Edmiston make a great steal. They're in transition. Great pass by Brayman Clark. Panthers just not able to capitalize. And before you know it, Morris is going the other way. They have a shot, a rebound, and a foul by Edmiston. And it's just a breakneck pace when you play against Morris. You really have to control the tempo and take care of the basketball.
Turner hits the first, making it Morris 33, Edmiston 14. Top two teams in the Tri-Valley League, and Morris trying to make a statement here in this first half. Turner's second shot was good, but waved off. A violation. We're on the other end of the court. What'd you see there, Coach?
I think it was a violation on the shooter. I think he might have crossed the line. I didn't see anybody go in early, so that's the only thing I can think of.
1:40 to go here. Second quarter. And here's Edmiston with a pull-up shot here. It won't go down. Bolton's got a rebound into the left corner. Bolton got stuck in a tough spot. Was able to just get it out of there. Finds Zinger inside to Bolton. Good ball movement here. Back to Brock Redner. And again finds Zinger in the left corner. He wants that three and hits. Really nice in rhythm for Zinger. And he's got 11.
Big basket there for the Panthers. They can get a stop here and then another bucket before halftime would be a positive step.
Coming up on a minute to go in the second quarter. Morris leads 33-17. Murphy with 20 in the first half here, and he's become the all-time leading scorer on the boys' side, and he's chipped here by Edmiston. Woost with another foul.
That's his second, but only the team's second here in the second quarter, so we got a ways to go before either team shoots in the bonus.
Stay tuned, and a little bit, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Get you some out-of-town scores. Take a look at some other games that are going on tonight. Big next few days on the local scene for high school basketball. 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Morris leading 33-17 over Edmiston. And to the right side now for Murphy. Looking for some options. The screens back off, and Murphy will pull it back up to midcourt. Shot clock's at 15. Game clock at 35. They find Swayer left corner on the baseline. He tried to pass to the interior for Dugan, but it's intercepted here by the Panthers. Zinger back in transition. And did he dribble it out? Yes, he was on the line right by the Morris bench. Ran out of real estate and dribbled it out of bounds. Zinger lost control. 25 seconds to go in the second quarter, and Morris can play for the last shot here if they wish. And to the left side, looking for Swayer. Morris taking their time. Edmiston trying to put on some pressure. Now they go to Ty Turner, high post. Oh, and he overthrows the corner pass, looking for Rylan Boss. And it's going to go back to Edmiston with 9 ticks left on the clock here.
I think that was the right play. The Morris player was open in the corner, just airmailed it.
Edmiston's got it, and they stepped out of bounds again on that far side, it looks like, with Sam Bolton. So Morris is going to have 6.5 to go here in the second quarter. Murphy will get it in. He's trying to direct some traffic here. Murphy at midcourt, down to two. Murphy into the paint. Can he get the shot off? He does, but they don't call a foul. A lot of contact there, but we'll head to the break. Morris boys with a monster first half, and Ryan Murphy with 20 points to lead Morris. 11 for Gavin Zinger on the other side for Edmiston. 33-17 at the break. Morris on top of Edmiston. We'll be back. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll see you in a minute here on WCDO.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Marabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Marabito. Visit us online at marabito.com.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that's...
Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Good number to keep handy right now with this cold weather. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. Call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT or visit marabito.com. Again, 607-563-HEAT or visit marabito.com. So 33-17 at the break. Let's run through the scoring summary here. First for Morris. Again, 20 points for Ryan Murphy, 7 for Carter Swayer, 4 for Ty Turner, and 2 for Jonah Baldo. On the other side for Edmiston, 11 for Gavin Zinger, then 2 apiece for Braman Clark, Landon Woost, and Sire Champin. Again, Clark averages, what do we have, Coach, like 18?
Clark averages 19 a game. He's ninth on your NateLowell.com scoring list. He got in those two early fouls, and then he had a lot of open shots, just started to rush and force a little bit because he wasn't seeing the ball go down. Was also frustrated because he had those fouls. He did make that layup towards the end of the half, so maybe that gets him going here in the second half. Still a lot of ball game left to be played.
I was going to say, you know, they're going to need a lot out of him. They're going to need a lot out of everybody. But I think it's so important, right, for Coach Belden to say, hey, we can't get it all back in one possession. You somehow got to, as you said, late in the half, they were finding ways to get in a little better rhythm.
Yep.
I don't know how to communicate that to a team, but somehow against this Morris pressure, they're going to have to find a way.
Yeah, I think they just need to relax, take a deep breath, slow down, do the things that you know, led us to have a record of 11-2 and being 6-1 in the Tri-Valley. Yeah, we're in a tough environment to play in here at Morris, but we just got to play one possession at a time. Try to get something positive on every possession, whether it's offense or defense. On offense, I used to like to tell my team, hey, we don't necessarily have to get a basket. Maybe we get the other team to commit a foul, and that puts one of their better players in foul trouble. Maybe we get a second chance opportunity, and that leads to some points for us. So try to have something positive each possession on offense. And then on defense, I think you need to guard Murphy and Swayer. I would challenge the others to beat me. And, you know, try to limit them to one shot. And then we've talked about this before in different broadcasts. At the start of the fourth quarter, our goal should be we need to be within 10 points. And then when you start the fourth quarter, at the four-minute mark halfway, we need to be within 5. So that's my message in the locker room right now if I'm Coach Belden. The other thing is I think Edmiston is usually a team that likes to press and try to turn the ball over. I don't really think you can press Morris because they have really good guards. So you have to just lock in and say, hey, we're going to play good, solid half-court defense. Don't give up any transition hoops. Limit them to one shot, and then let's go play offense.
If you're Morris, what's been working so well for you in that first half?
Number three. like I said earlier, I feel like Ryan Murphy is he plays at a different speed. I think he sees a different game. A lot of times you'll hear the phrase that someone is playing checkers or someone's playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers. That's what I feel like when I watch him play. So I think you got to get the ball in his hands as much as possible. Let him create either for himself. He's got a good sidekick there in Carter Swayer. I mean, you can't leave him. And he seems to get his other teammates involved. So if you're Morris, just keep doing what you're doing. But I would be cautious. Hey, I don't want Zinger and Clark to get going. We need to do a good job with them on the defensive end of the floor.
You know, one thing is for sure, that Edmiston is not going to pack it up and go home. I'm sure that was an impassioned speech tonight by Coach Belden in the locker room, and the Panthers will be ready here in the second half. So we'll take a break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, Morris boys leading Edmiston 33-17. A little bit of a surprising score. We expected, you know, kind of a close game, but still a lot of basketball left to be played. So, again, the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morris leads 33-17 here over the Edmiston boys at MCS. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 33-17, our score. Morris boys start the third quarter with the lead here over Edmiston. Live from MCS, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Jim Tomeo is back in the WCDO studios in Sydney as our producer. And here is Murphy getting right to the basket, down the right wing side, and he scores.
Yeah, he just denied a ball screen and went to the hoop, and there was nobody that stopped him.
And he's so good at finishing in traffic, much like Zinger does here for Edmiston, as he goes up on the right side and scores. And Zinger's having a nice night with 13.
Yeah, these first few minutes of this half are important for Edmiston. They need to stay connected and feel like they have a chance. So important for them to have positive possessions.
35-19, our score. Now a steal by the Panthers. And Woost is down the right side of the floor, and he lays it up and in, and he's fouled. So Woost with the steal, and he gets hacked and lays it in. Cuts it to 14, 35-21 early third quarter.
I thought that was a really good call by the official there. Murphy tried to, like, run through before the Edmiston player shot the ball, but there was some contact there, so...
They miss the foul shot. Morris gets the rebound in transition. Murphy to Swayer, and he scores. And Swayer's got 9. Makes it 37-21 with 6:55 to go in the third quarter. A pull-up shot here from Clark. Looks like he rushed it. An air ball out of bounds back to Morris. And the Mustangs will walk it up here with Ryan Murphy.
You can see the frustration mounting for the Panthers. They just can't seem to buy a bucket.
37-21, Mustangs on top with 6:40 to go in the third. And backing it out here is Murphy. Splits two defenders. Got tied up, though. And a jump ball is going to give it back to the Panthers. And I noticed that a little bit in the first half, too. It's almost like they dare him to try to split that, and they like their chances on trying to tie him up or at least bottle him up instead of letting him go wild.
Well, I think I'd rather have him going to the basket and shooting a driving layup than shooting from the perimeter,
because right.
Inside's only 2 points. And he seems to really get going when he starts to make outside shots. So I do think that that would be a strategy, if I was coaching, that I would try to employ, would be to say, hey, no three-pointers. Make him beat us with all twos.
It is hard because he can shoot from the outside and he can get to the hoop. Not just a one-dimensional guy. Here's a three for Murphy on the right side. This one bangs off the back of the rim. And a rebound for Edmiston. Zinger in transition. Off the glass. It's good for Zinger. 15 for him, and another Layup going strong to the hoop, and it's 37-23 with 5:50 to go in the third. Swayer, right side. He wants a three. This one's too long. Morris has fallen in love with the three right now, but Edmiston steps out, bringing it back down the floor with Zinger right by midcourt. Just costly little mistakes.
And the other thing with Morris's motto of, you know, all gas, no breaks, they will allow a team to get back into the game, especially if they go a little cold from the perimeter, because they want to play super fast. They're not into running any time off the shot clock or holding the ball. So if they go through a little cold slump, the other team can get hot and get back in the game.
A shot here from Ty Turner. He missed it in traffic. And back down the floor for Bolton. He tries a shot in the paint. That's kind of off the mark. Edmiston gets a rebound as Morris tried a long outlet pass there. It was picked off. Zinger for three. That's well short. Morris back in transition. Boy, it's a circus right now as Edmiston steals it again. Panthers have it going right to left. They'll finally slow it down. Woost back up to midcourt. Goes to Zinger and feeds one to the interior. Back for Bolton. Good strong move. Bolton hanging in the air. Can't get that shot. Gets his own rebound. Back out Woost. His shot is also off the back of the rim. No. And a rebound underneath for Morris. Swayer finds Murphy, and he'll walk it down the floor with Morris leading 37-23, and the Mustangs going left to right. Near midcourt, Murphy comes off a screen, backs it out. Looking for some options here. Gets a screen. We'll dish one back out. Swayer, he wants that three ball, and this is in and out. Rebound for the Panthers. Back down the floor, right side. Panthers in transition for Zinger, and he missed the layup. Did everything but finish, and the Mustangs clean the glass, and they got another rebound.
Boy, the Panthers are going to want those last few possessions back.
And here's Murphy in transition, hanging in the air. A little finger roll, and he scores. 24 for Murphy. And Morris leads 39-23 with 4 minutes to go in the third. They go to Champion on the left side. This is stripped ball out of bounds, going back to the Mustangs. And Edmiston wants a timeout here. With just under four to go in the third, it's Morris 39, Edmiston 23. Frustrating night so far for the Panthers. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's a steal here by Morris, and then Turner throw it away. But again, kind of a game of hot potato. About three and a half to go here in the third. Morris boys leading 39-23. It still feels like Edmiston could go on a run, though, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, I just said a few seconds ago that Edmiston would want those possessions back. If they scored on those three possessions, I mean, it was a 10-point game. So this game is far from over. Edmiston has the ability to claw back in. They just got to take care of the ball as we see another turnover.
Edmiston turns it over. Swayer passes one ahead to Jake Johnson. Johnson scores, and then it looks like Zinger might have rolled an ankle here. As Johnson puts that one up and in, and Zinger is down holding his ankle here with 3:20 to go in the third. So we're going to step away for an injury timeout. Morris boys leading 41-23. We'll be right back on CDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 3:20 to go here in the third. Zinger appears to be okay. Walked off under his own power, but did go to the bench, and he was walking pretty gingerly. So, and he is their leading scorer tonight with 15 points. And I don't know if we're going to see him coming back. It looked like he was in a pretty good amount of pain. So here we go. Who's going to step up? Next man up here for Edmiston. As Morris leads 41-23, Panthers get it in going right to left. Here's Sire Champin to the inside, and he scores with a kiss off the glass for Champin.
Great catch by Bolton there on that inbound pass.
3:05 to go in the third. Morris leads 41-25. Can the Panthers go on a run and get back into this? Murphy near midcourt comes off a screen. Murphy to the left side. Into the corner for Swayer. His three is off the front of the rim, and here comes Edmiston. They got a rebound. Here's Clark down the right side. Can Clark heat up? He's only got 2 points. They're going to need him to step up here. Champin will dish one back out for Hunter Dye. Dye is also a good three-point shooter. Can he get going for the Panthers? Dye to the right side, steps in for a long two. Well, the bank open for him, too. And Dye gets his first bucket. It's a long two. Makes it 41-27 with 2.5 to go in the third. Here's Murphy. Gets a screen there from Ty Turner. Murphy brings it back out. 15 on the shot clock here. Murphy splits two defenders, goes to Swayer. Left side as Morris goes left to right. Swayer into the teeth of the defense, and he traveled. And it's going back to Edmiston, and this feels like the momentum shifting a little here.
Yeah, especially if Edmiston can get a hoop and a stop here at the end of this quarter.
2 minutes to go in the third. It's 41-27. Edmiston across midcourt with Clark. Chest pass for Dye on the right side. He dribbles to the top of the arc. Looking for some options. A bounce pass back to Clark. Morris keeping a close eye on him. Into the corner for Bolton with a buck 50 to go in the third. Little give and go with Champin. Back out Bolton. He fires a deep three, and Clark is there to get the rebound. It was almost like an alley-oop, and he puts it in.
Yeah, great pass. That's what my coaches used to say. Great pass.
41-29 now. Edmiston's got some life as we hit 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Murphy gets a screen again from Turner. Morris is in desperate need of a bucket. They go down low for Johnson, feeding one over to Baldo. He's blocked. Baldo gets it back, goes to Ty Turner. Has to kick it out for Murphy. Murphy with a straightaway three, buries it. And Murphy's got 27, coming up on his average.
There's the example of chess when everybody else is playing checkers. He head faked, wasn't panicked, just took a little sidestep dribble and had a warm-up jump shot instead of a contested one.
Boy, just cool, calm, collected, and hits a huge three with 1:05 to go here in the third. Now a steal by Jake Johnson. He's in all alone and gets the layup. That makes it 46-29, and Morris steals the momentum right back. Clark in the backcourt, coming across the midcourt timeline. Left side for Champin. His pull-up jumper is off the front of the rim, and a rebound for Morris. They're looking to run. Swayer, bounce pass. Johnson, nice pass back to Swayer, and he finishes. Swayer's got 11. Good extra pass there from Johnson as well.
Yeah, that was a great pass by Johnson back to Swayer.
Clark on the interior, a hanging little jumper on the left baseline is no good. Rebound is on the floor, and Clark comes out of there with it. Finds Bolton down low for Woost, and he is fouled by Baldo with 21 seconds to go in the third. And Morris leading 48-29.
Boy, just when you thought Edmiston had done their job to get back in the game, Morris has gone on, what is it, like a 7-0 run here.
Yeah, they've done a great job. I mean, Edmiston had it down to what?
I think it was 41-29.
Yes.
And then Murphy did the little head fake, sidestep, calm, cool, collected three-pointer. Then you got a steal by Johnson. Then you had the nice give and go with Johnson and Swayer.
And here is Woost at the line, cannot get the first to go.
And it almost was like as soon as that three went in, it turned to helter-skelter, and that favors Morris.
Second shot at the line for Woost is up and in. Woost with 5 points now. Morris leads 48-30, 15 seconds to go in the third. Swayer's got it, top of the arc. And he'll float one down low, looking for Ty Turner, and he fouled by Clark. Clark upset with himself on that call with 5 seconds to go in the third. And Ty Turner will settle in. It appears Morris kind of was able to ride out that wave and hold on to this lead, up 18 right now. And at the line, Turner cannot get the first to go. I've always liked Turner because he does the gritty work. He sets the screens. He rebounds real hard. Every night when I get the stats, there's all the flashy stats, and then it's always like Turner with 5 points and 9 rebounds. He just does the dirty work. Second shot for Turner. No, broadcaster's curse. 5 seconds left. Rebound Edmiston. And in transition, up off the glass for Hunter Dye is good, and that will close the quarter. Morris 48, Edmiston 32. Fourth quarter coming up here on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Bainbridge.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter, 48-32. So we start the fourth quarter here in Moores, the Mustangs on top of the Panthers. I love it. You're seeing, like, officials that had other games coming in tonight. They might maybe stopping on the way home. They wanted to see this one. So it had that feel coming in tonight of like everybody wanted to be here to see how would this play out. And so far, if you're a Morris fan, you're pretty happy. Edmiston with 8 minutes to try to save it here. And we will get a look at the Tri-Valley scoreboard, too, when we get a free minute here to update you on some games that started a little earlier tonight that can kind of shake up the standings. Morris has got a rebound off an Edmiston miss. Here's Murphy in transition. Ryan going left to right. Slows the dribble down on the right side. Finds Ryland Boss for three on that right wing. Missed it. Baldo a rebound. Back out Murphy. And Murphy is fouled as he got into the paint there. Morris fans holding their breath as he kind of looked like maybe he rolled an ankle, but appears to be okay.
And that's going to be four on Brayman Clark for the Panthers. So
Clark with 4 points, averaging 19. He's had some monster games in the last 2 weeks, but just has not found a rhythm here tonight. Mustangs will get it in. And this one floats all the way into the backcourt. Murphy chases it down there, goes to Swayer as Morris goes left to right. Swayer into the right corner, a long two. Oh, it rattled in and out. And a rebound for the Panthers. Pass ahead now for Bolton on the left side. Bolton will float one over for Brayman Clark. Steps through, nice hop, jump stop there and scores. He's got six. Making it 48-34 with 6:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Murphy on the left side. Chest pass. Now looking for Carter Swayer. Morris content to chew up a little clock here. They've been patient. Murphy barking out some plays. Wants some movement. Dribbles to the right side in front of the Morris bench. Now back to his left. Pulls one back out. Shot clock's at 10. Game clock at 6.5 here in the fourth quarter. Murphy with a three. Fading away, missed it, rebound, comes back out, Carter Swayer, his three is off the mark, Murphy gets another rebound and pulls it out. So Morris leading 48-34 and just taking gobs of time off here in the fourth quarter. Murphy floats one down low for Baldo, he lost control of it, and out of bounds it goes back to Edmiston.
I think they got a foul on that play.
Oh yeah, it goes on Baldo.
I think it's going to be his fourth, well, only his third according to the scoreboard.
Baldo looked frustrated there as he was jockeying for position. And now ball loose on the floor. Baldo going to try to chase it out of bounds. Couldn't get there in time. Stays with the Panthers.
Edmiston has to keep chipping away, but they cannot allow another surge or push from Morris. If that happens, it might be lights out.
Panthers have it on the baseline to the left of the hoop near the Edmiston bench on the left wing. They'll shovel one into the corner for Dye. His three is well off the mark, and an air ball out of bounds. It will stay with the Panthers. And I guess I'm just a bit surprised. Some of the normal shooters tonight for Edmiston just seem off. Everybody has those off shooting nights. Inbound pass to Sire Champ, and he goes up tough angle under the hoop. Bodies flying everywhere. Edmiston loses the ball, and Morris in transition. That's the kind of night it's been for ECS. Swayer into the paint. He tries the jumper. A lot of contact there with no call, and Edmiston's got a rebound. Hunter Dye back down the floor on the right side. Dye comes off of a screen at the top of the arc, goes to Brayman Clark. Clark into the paint, little up and under, hits the shot, count it, they say, and the foul for Brayman Clark.
It's going to be the second on Ryan Murphy.
So Clark to the line with Morris on top, 48-36, and don't look now, Edmiston chipping it back down to that magic 10 range that we always talk about. Clark at the line, yes. Clark's got nine. Brayman Clark, the ultimate competitor. Can he put this team on his back right now? Down 48-37. For as poorly as it's gone tonight for Edmiston, they're still in this thing with 5:25 to go in the fourth. Swayer on the baseline, steps in. His long two has got too much mustard on it. Ty Turner with a rebound, and he's fouled by Edmiston. With 5:17 to go, still a lot of time left here, Coach.
Yeah, a lot of time left.
And so Ryland Boss on the baseline, looking to get it in, and he does to Ty Turner underneath. He's blocked by Sire Champion, but then off his fingertips and out of bounds, and back to Morris. He just couldn't hold on to that thing. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Morris with 5:12 to go in the fourth quarter in a 48-37 ball game. Coach and I are going to keep it right here during this break and take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. I'll give you the scores, and then Coach can tell you a little bit about the standings. In a little bit of a shocker tonight, GMU boys fall to Milford 56-54, so that's going to shake things up. The other game that we have confirmation on is that Cherry Valley Springfield boys fall to Skenevis. I'm just pulling up the final score on that one, 59-55. Alan Osborne from Skenevis joins the 1,000-point club tonight for the Dragons, so congratulations to him. But, Coach, how's that kind of shake up the standings here? That's a tough one for the GMU Raiders.
Yeah, well, I mean, Morris is in first place. Edmiston and Skenevis are currently tied for second. And then Gilbertsville-Mount Upton was in fourth with Worcester tied, but they would have been in fourth place over Worcester with the head-to-head with their victory over Worcester just the other day. But with that loss, it's going to kind of looks like it's going to push Gilbertsville-Mount Upton to fifth. Worcester would jump up to fourth. Granted, we don't know the outcome of their game tonight. We don't know the outcome of this one, but it looks like it might be Morris, Skenevis, Edmiston, Worcester as those top four moving forward, but a lot of basketball left to be played.
Yeah, a few of those games. Skenevis Cherry Valley started at 5:30 tonight. GMU and Milford started at 6, so that's why they were done a little bit earlier than the usual 7 o'clock start here for the Tri-Valley. 5 minutes to go in the fourth. Edmiston's got the ball going right to left. They're in the orange with the black trim. Here's Clark on the baseline, hanging. He's able to score. Clark's into double figures with 11, and don't look now, it's 48-39. 4:45 to go in the fourth. And here is Murphy on the right side. Comes off a screen, out of the top of the arc. Murphy pulls it back out. Murphy's stuck on 27 right now. Floats one across, finds Baldo on a cut, blocked by Champion. And here comes Edmiston. A home run pass ahead for Woost. He pulls it down like a wide receiver, but then lost control of it. Two helter-skelter, and Morris has got a steal. Murphy in transition, going left to right, pulls it out on the left wing. Murphy holding, still directing traffic. Morris just seems very content to try to burn clock, and now here's a reach and foul on Woost.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we talked about is their motto of all gas, no brakes. Edmiston has kind of chipped away at this, kind of when Morris started to, like, put the brakes on a little bit.
It's rare to see the Mustangs even kind of slow it down a little bit. But right now, Edmiston's got a chance in this ball game with 4 minutes to go. Murphy finding Jake Johnson on the baseline in the right corner. Johnson is stuck in a tough spot. He is fouled. No, he stepped out of bounds. Johnson frustrated, but it's going back to Edmiston with 3:57 to go. Morris on top, 48-39. Clark is across midcourt. Clark will find Hunter Dye. Now back to Champ and steal here by Murphy. Quick hands. Murphy in transition, going coast to coast. Hits the layup, and he's fouled. And Murphy's going to the line. Champion is whistled for that foul. 29 now for Murphy.
Just when you thought Edmiston had a chance to cut it to maybe 7 or 6 with a 3, Murphy with a great steal, and then he just goes to the rim, absorbs the contact, finishes. Chance for the old-fashioned 3-point play.
And Murphy hits right on average. He's got 30. And it's 51-39. Morris on top of Edmiston. Clark in transition finds Bolton in the left corner. Zips the pass down low to Champion, who hits the layup, and he's fouled. And Edmiston is not going to go quietly. What a pass, threading the needle there for Max Bolton. And here's a big free throw coming for Sire Champion, the fantastic goalie from their Section 4 championship team. Went to the state Final Four this past fall. Champion gets the free throw. He's got 7, and it's 51-42 with 3.5 to go. Edmiston needs a little magic, but they're in this ball game. And Murphy comes off a screen, going left to right. Murphy backing up near midcourt. And now a reach-in foul here on Edmiston on Clark.
And that's going to send Murphy to the line, as Edmiston will be over the limit here with their fifth team foul.
Edmiston just trying to do anything they can. They need possessions right now. And Murphy just seems like, hey, come get me. Murphy to the line, really taking his time on this one, and the first shot is good. 31. Murphy's second in the area in scoring, only behind Miles Nealon by just a little bit. Miles, of course, from Cooperstown. Dynamic scorer. Murphy is as well. Misses the second shot. There's the broadcaster's curse. Bolton with the rebound, going right to left. Max into the corner for Hunter Dye. He tries a three, in and out, rebound underneath. Both teams fighting for it on the floor. Edmiston comes away. Panthers have it as we hit 3:05 to go. And Braymond Clark, a three. Bricks that one off the back of the rim. Pulled back out by the Panthers. They find Clark again on the right low block. The kiss off the glass, and this time Clark finishes.
They got it down to 8.
13 now for Clark, and it's 52-44 with 2:45 to go, fourth quarter. Murphy, a little shake and bake at the top of the arc. Comes off of a screen. Chance of defense from the Morris cheerleaders, or the Edmiston fans, I should say, right behind the Morris cheerleaders. And here's Murphy again, just killing time at the top of the arc. And Edmiston trying to take it away, but it's like a ball on a string up there. They find Baldo. He's blocked again by Champion. Clark is in transition. He's got a wide open layup and finishes. 15 for Clark, and Edmiston's come back from the dead. It's 52-46.
Coach Belden got so excited he knocked his glasses off. They went on the court. He had to run out and get them.
2:05 to go in the fourth. Here's Murphy. Down low, finds Baldo, and he hits. What a pass by Murphy.
Yeah, great unselfish play there. Recognized his teammate was wide open.
54-46, Morris on top. 1:55 to go, and now a steal by Morris. Swayer ahead after the steal, finds Murphy, and he fouled on the right low block. And it sends Murphy back to the line with 1:51 to go. And Morris could put this away with some foul shots.
Yeah, I saw Coach Belden running out there on the court. I was like, what is he doing? And then I saw the glasses rolling on the court.
I thought I saw something go flying down there, but wow. And Murphy to the line, hits the first. He's got 32. Morris leads 55-46. And second one coming. And he cannot get the second one to go. It pops out with 1:45 to go in the fourth. Clark ahead now for Max Bolton. A three is just a little short. Rebound for Morris. And ahead now for Murphy. And off the glass, no, but he's fouled again by Hunter Dye. And Murphy going back to the line with 1:38 left. Murphy so tough in transition, and Edmiston doing everything they can to get back, but just the contact is getting called right now.
He does a really good job of creating the opportunity for the contact to occur as well. Knows how to use his body, kind of creates that contact or the look of the contact. Not saying there wasn't there. There definitely was, but he knows how to play. He's got a high basketball IQ, evident by that great pass there to Baldo when three defenders were on him and he found his teammate for the layup there.
Murphy hits the first and hits the second. 34 for Ryan Murphy, and now a steal by Ryan. He hustles into the corner. He grabbed that ball. Edmiston trying to steal it back. A game of hot potato again. It's out of bounds and going to the Mustangs. With 1:31 to go here in the fourth. And Morris on top, 57-46. No, it is going to the Panthers. Excuse me. Panthers have it. Boy, that was Morris stole it. Edmiston got it back. It rolled to the far side. Guys were diving. 1.5 to go in the fourth. Coach Joy talking to the officials. He's saying, I was trying to get a timeout, but you didn't hear me. And this officiating crew, they just let it roll off their backs. They've done a good job tonight. 1.5 to go here in the fourth. It's 57-46. Clark to the right side. Chest pass back up to Hunter Dye. It's probably too little too late here for the Panthers. Clark into the right corner and a foul on the baseline as he tries to go to the hoop. With 1:17 left. And this will be foul on Swayer, his fourth. Clark on the baseline to the right of the hoop. Tries to go up top there to Champion and threw it up over him. And a steal by the Mustangs. And Edmiston has had chances to get back in this game, but Morris has answered the bell every time as we hit 1 minute to go here in the fourth. Morris trying to stay undefeated in the league. A three now by Murphy. Didn't really need to take that, but he missed it. Rebound for Clark. Finds Hunter Dye, and he swishes that one. And Dye is able to put that in, and a timeout's taken by Edmiston. With 53 seconds left, Coach and I will keep it right here. Morris leading 57-48 over the Edmiston Panthers. So, Coach, it feels like, and still, again, there's some time left here, but Edmiston just could not survive the fast start by the Mustangs unless we get some Panther magic here.
Yeah, I mean that first quarter of 17-7 really has been the decisive difference here. Edmiston made a couple good pushes and got it within single digits. I think the lowest they had it was 8. And then Morris, every time that occurs, they just seem to have an answer. It seems like Ryan Murphy or Carter Swayer make a play when that occurs. So, got to give Edmiston credit, though. They didn't pick up their stuff and go home after that slow start.
No, that's the style that they play. Very, very tough team. Knew they were going to play to the final bell here. And, boy, this could potentially set up. It is going to be a great matchup when Skenevis and Edmiston meet coming up here in the next week and a half. Panthers will have a lot to play for. So will Skenevis. That 2-3 spot's still going to be kind of wide open.
Yeah. And it could even come into the fourth spot, could even come into play.
Very true.
Because of who won earlier head-to-head as Worcester defeated Edmiston earlier in the season. So if they were to tie, Worcester would have the advantage in the head-to-head. And you know, if you're another team in the Tri-Valley, I think you're objective would be, hey, if we're going to play Morris, let's play him in the championship game rather than in the semifinals.
Murphy got fouled as he brought it up the court, so he's back at the line, and he hits the first, 35 for Murphy, making it Morris 58, Edmiston 48. Another one coming here for Murphy. Got it. 36 for Murphy, and it's 59-48. For the Mustangs over the Panthers here with 45 seconds left, fourth quarter. And here is Hunter Dye to the right side. Edmiston working it around, but going to run out of time here. Murphy almost with another steal. Edmiston will hold on to possession. So this crowd got treated to a fun game here tonight. But the Mustangs will take it this time. As here's Champion with a long two on the right side. That's off the mark. Morris has got a rebound with Murphy with 25 ticks left, and Murphy will dribble it down the left side of the floor. looking for some options, and Murphy is fouled with 19 seconds left. And the Mustangs will improve to 8-0 in the league, 15-1 overall here. What a season it's been so far for MCS. Of course, the reigning Section 4 Class D champs from a year ago when they went on kind of a magical late-season run. With 19 seconds left here, they're trying to get another win. And this one in and out at the line here for Murphy. Come on, Ryan, you need all these if you're going to maybe jump over Miles into the top spot on our top scorers list. And he's got the second. 37 here for Murphy. Makes it 60-48 here for the Mustangs. 15 seconds left. And now another steal by Murphy. He's going to slow it down and pull it out. Murphy is fouled by Redner, which is going to send him back to the line. Edmiston didn't necessarily want to do that, but another chance for Murphy here at the line.
I mean, I appreciate them not wanting to give up, but the last two fouls could have, you know, just waved the white flag and say, we'll live to play another day.
And Murphy at the line, 38 for Ryan now. If you are interested to see some of the top scorers in the area and who's averaging what, you can always go to NateLull.com. As Murphy misses the second, click on the top scorers tab. It's all right there for you. Here's Hunter Dye on a long pass underneath. He'll put it up and in. That's going to give us our final score of 61-50. Morris boys defeat Edmiston. Post-game show coming up here in just a minute. And so Morris wins on their home floor against the Edmiston Panthers. Again, 61-50. We'll pick out our three award winners for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game when we come back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Our final score here tonight, again, 61-50. Morris boys defeating Edmiston. We were just talking during the break, Coach. The final score might be a little deceiving. Really, it's that first quarter where Morris pulls away. The rest of the game, kind of deceivingly even, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the first quarter, Morris was ahead 17-7. They got off to that blistering start. They were ahead 8-0. Edmiston had to call a timeout. I mean, that's the difference in the game. I know when I came here and played with my teams, it was, you got to be ready to play because Morris is going to come out, you know, gas pedal to the floor going right off the bat, and if you're not ready, that could be the difference in the game tonight. That was the difference in the game, that 10-point spread in the first quarter.
I mean, they just jump up 8-0 immediately, and it feels like every game you go to they do that. And, yeah, just what a way to get going. So you got to be ready when you play Morris because they are going to come out of the gates flying. So here is our scoring summary tonight. First for Edmiston, 15 points for Gavin Zinger and also 15 for Brayman Clark. Clark really came on there at the end of the game to pull Edmiston back in it. Zinger went out with the ankle injury, didn't come back. We hope that he's doing okay. They will need him the rest of the way, of course. Hunter Dye with 8, Sire Champion with 7, Landon Woost with 5. On the other side for Morris, a game-high 38 points for Ryan Murphy. He was tremendous tonight. 11 for Carter Swayer, 4 apiece for Jonah Baldo, Ty Turner, and Jake Johnson. All right, time for our three awards here. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. It's brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes in the Tri-County area. This was a pretty easy choice tonight, 38 from Ryan Murphy. We're going to give him our offense award tonight.
Yeah, he's the chess player while everybody else is playing checkers. He's so under control. Like we talked about during the game, he can score from beyond the arc. He can score in the mid-range. He can score driving to the basket on the inside. He's a capable free throw shooter. So he presents a challenge for anyone that plays Morris. You got to have a game plan against him, and I don't know if your game plan is going to work. So,
yeah, you need to really be prepared for him. And when you throw something at him, know he's going to come back with another answer. I mean, he just seems to find the way, and that's why he wins our offense award here tonight.
And one of the pivotal plays in the game, Edmiston had just cut it to 8, the closest they were all game, and he drives to the basket, and everybody in the gym thinks he's going to shoot it. Edmiston has 3 guys around him, and he unselfishly just drops it off to Jonah Baldo for a wide-open layup. So he's unselfish as well. He's not going to force.
Yeah, it's funny, right, because all the years we saw him coming up with some of those really good Morris teams when he was, you know, the young sophomore, that was his job, was to dish it off and find other guys, and he's kind of kept that part of his game, and the scoring has really flourished too. So really fun. If you're listening out there and you haven't seen him play, you know, you got a couple of weeks left here. Get to one of the playoff games, get to one of the championship games, whatever it might be, and you're in for a treat, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. It's brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Visit MirabitoGresham.com and see the difference. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We talked a little bit about him during the game, Ty Turner for Morris, his hustle, his grit. He did another fantastic job here tonight, and we wanted to give him the defense award.
Yeah, I mean, every team needs a player that knows their role, and I don't think this is a detriment in any way, but when I was coaching, I would put up on my scouting report next to some guys' names, they were a hard hat lunchbox guy.
Yeah.
You know, work boots, coming ready. They're going to give you an honest day's work, and they're going to do everything they can to help the team win. He's the type of player that I think I would have put hard hat lunchbox. He's going to do whatever it takes to help his team win. If that means he's got to dive on the floor, if he's going to, you know, hustle after a loose ball and dive into the crowd, he's going to do that. If he's going to box out and rebound, he's going to play defense. I'd take him on my team any day. So I think that's a good choice tonight for him as the award winner.
Yeah, we didn't even bring this up, but he took some sort of a shot to the teeth here late in the game, and you can see him over here. He's taking some pictures and talking to people, but he's kind of wiggling his front teeth, and it's like he's just in the trenches down there.
Yeah, so I think he would trade a tooth for a win.
I think so, too, especially against Edmiston if you're a Morris fan. So lastly tonight, the JM Electrical Contracting All-Purpose Award. It is brought to you by JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Get peace of mind this winter with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. We're going to go with Gavin Zinger tonight here from Edmiston. Again, 15 points, went out with that ankle injury, but I mean, he kept them in this ball game. Great effort, and I was impressed with him for sure.
Yeah, he did a nice job tonight. I thought that he, I thought he played exceptionally well in the first quarter,
yes.
The second quarter when Brayman Clark was in a little bit of foul trouble. I hope that his ankle's okay, because I think Edmonton has a bright future ahead, and they'll be in the Tri-Valley playoffs, and I think they are capable of making a run in sectionals.
I do as well.
And I know that the score tonight, like you said, it might be not be indicative of the game that we saw, but I think I would like to see this game again. I thought that Morris shot the ball phenomenally well. I thought Murphy played excellent, and I thought Edmonton really didn't play their best game. I don't think they shot the ball exceptionally well. They're at Morris's court. They got in some early foul trouble. If they had a better start, who knows where this game is. We put a little game pressure on Morris.
Agreed.
I think it would be a heck of a rematch to see later on, either in the Tri-Valley or somewhere down the line in the Section 4 Class D playoffs.
And what does this game look like maybe on a neutral court? If we run into that, could be very interesting. Morris is tough at home, always have been. So, all right, Coach, that's going to do it. Those are our three awards, and thanks for joining me, and enjoy your weekend. You won't be with me for the next two, but we'll see you next week for sure.
Yeah, well, thanks for the invite, and as usual, it's always a pleasure, and I know everyone out there appreciates all you do for local high school athletics, so thank you.
Thank you, and I will be back tomorrow night, a fun non-leaguer, as Stanford Jefferson Girls, one of the top teams in New York State Class D, is traveling to take on Oneonta. That game will be at OHS, 7:15 tip. I'll be there for that. Just kind of a Class D, Class A showdown. Always interesting to me, so I'll be there for that. And then on Saturday at 2:30, a big one for the Mac boys. We'll have Unitego Franklin boys hosting Walton Downsville at 2:30 on Saturday. So we'll have that for you as well. Again, congratulations to Alan Osborne from Skenevis. He hit 1,000 points tonight. At their game at Cherry Valley Springfield. So congratulations to Allen. And again, congratulations to Ryan Murphy here. We talked about it early in the broadcast, but he is now the all-time boys leading scorer for the Mustangs here, passing Rob Joy. And as we said, Rob was in the building tonight. They stopped the game. They had a nice picture. Rob finished with 1,251 points, and he finished up back in 1987. So that was really nice. Rob is not in the area, so for him to make the trip here, you know, his brother's coaching, obviously. Rob, one of the all-time local legends, again, went on, played at Bucknell. Really cool for sure. So nice to see somebody from the MCS Express back in the building. If you want to learn more about the MCS Express, Rich Turnbull wrote a fun article about all of that on NateLull.com. You can scroll down and find that soon. On Billy Fisher and a broken backboard, all sorts of Morris history there. So, all right, Coach, that's going to do it. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, thanks again, and safe travels to everyone out there.
Yeah, stay warm, cold for another couple days here, but we're almost out of the woods, hopefully. 30 sounds good, I think, on Sunday it said. I was like, wow, it'll be a tropical
heat wave.
So, again, final score here tonight. Morris boys defeat Edmonton 61-50. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens back in the WCDO studios down in Sydney. We appreciate their work. And we will see you tomorrow night, Stanford Jefferson Girls at Oneonta here on WCDO.
Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.